jump over to the livestock side. Holy Hannah. I don't know. I can't even think of words to use the way these cash are trading, and it just continues to go up every week.
Well, I think the beef industry has been celebrating 4th of July for about 3 months here with these prices, and it's just been continually strong uptrends since about the 1st of February, and it doesn't look like it's going to abate. We got cash markets are substantially higher than the futures market, and that's going to continue pulling that futures higher. The challenge is futures is overbought, looking for an opportunity to correct itself to get it back into the right position. There's no sign of a top, and until we get a back off demand from the consumer, it's going to continue trading higher and push over 160.
But isn't that going to put a strain on trying to put more cattle in the feedlots with the way the prices have been?
Well, there's only so much supply out there, and that's their concern, is we just don't have enough supply. Eventually, at some point, the market will do its job and back off demand, and so it's a critical time for strong risk management, whether you're using options or some type of protection, because unfortunately, when the demand does change, it's going to have a dramatic effect on the price again.
But it looks like the hogs are going to kind of take advantage of what's happening in the cattle and maybe entice some buyers their way.
Well, and that's the converse. Right now, the cash is leading the cattle market higher, whereas futures is trying to lead the pork market higher. And that's so when they get overbought, they can back off pretty quickly to correct back to the cash level. Looking at tighter supplies of hogs going into the last half of this year, but that may, and with the report that came out, they're not looking for the increase in supplies that they're anticipating earlier in the week.